Mark Cave, a senior curator at the Historic New Orleans Collection, has been a lifelong football fan. So, in 2009, after the professional football entrepreneur Dave Dixon and his wife Mary contributed some objects to HNOC, Mark interviewed him for his New Orleans Life Story project. Over the several meetings that produced more than 10 hours of recording, Mark came to respect the man who not only fought for a professional football team in New Orleans, but also for a brand new sports venue.
The Superdome idea was part of the initial sales pitch to the NFL to get the team here. So it's something that was talked about from the very beginning. And of course, the Astrodome in Houston had been built. And so the Dome Stadium was the craze. And so Dixon probably saw that as a great sales mechanism to say, oh, you know, we'll build this great stadium here, you know, give us a team.
To achieve his goals, Dixon knew he needed to get the support of the governor at the time, John McKithen. As luck would have it, McKithen appeared at a reception Dixon held for the owners of the Green Bay Packers and the then St. Louis Cardinals. Here's how the 86-year-old Dixon recalled that encounter.
So this fellow comes up and he whispered in my ear. He said, Dave, I'm John McKithen, and I am a tremendous football fan. Well, every politician who's ever lived has always told me that he is a tremendous football fan. And some of them I knew had never even been to a game. So I decided to go to see if I could get an appointment with John McKithen. And I talked to him. I described my ideas for the Superdome. He had his feet on his desk, and he was kind of leaning back in his chair. And so he sort of moves a little bit, and he says, is that it, Mr. Dixon? I said, well, yes, that's it, Governor. He rises slowly and moves his hand up in the air. I didn't know what he was going to do, and slams it down on his desk. He says, my God, he said, that would make the Astrodome look like a peanut dome. And he said, it would be the greatest building in history. By God, we'll build that sucker.
All the activity to get the Saints here happened in the early days of integration, when many were still not in favor of mixed seating in the stands or black players on the team. But Dixon maneuvered his way through the racial politics, always believing football was good for the state. It was something he kept on doing for years, because he said,
football is more important than race. And look, let me give you the perfect example of that. Edwin Edwards is running for election against, was that clown? What was his name? You know, the guy that, David Duke. Okay. He was a real threat to be elected governor. And this would have just ruined the state. So I'm sitting in my office trying to figure out how to beat this guy. And suddenly an idea hit me. Louisiana is probably the best football state in America. It's just like New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So on and so forth. I went on television upstate and in central Louisiana. I said, here's why I'm supporting Edwin Edwards. He's going to be a fine governor. He's been a fine governor in the past. But look, how in the world can we possibly recruit the best football players in America to come play football at LSU if David Duke is elected governor? Well, they got that message in a hurry. And suddenly, the polls changed, like from 70-30 Duke to 70-30 Edwards. Edward said, in all of the political polling I've ever done, I've never seen a turnaround like that.
So here's to the first Whodat, and to all our other Whodats who love them Saints. If you'd like to read more excerpts from Mark Cave's interview with the late Dave Dixon, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.